Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's economic landscape has just taken place with the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI, releasing a new GDP series with a base year of 2020-23, replacing the decade-old 2011-12 base year. This change has sparked a debate about the credibility of India's economic data, and we will delve into the details of this revision and its implications. First, let us understand what a GDP base year is and why it changes. A GDP base year is a reference year against which all subsequent economic output is measured. Prices of the base year are treated as constant, and real GDP growth in later years is computed relative to this benchmark. Over time, as consumption patterns shift, new industries emerge, and relative prices change, the base year becomes outdated and must be updated. Now, why was 2020-23 chosen as the new base year? The Advisory Committee on National Accounts Statistics, or ACNAS, a 26-member body chaired by Professor Biswanath Goldar and set up by MoSPI in June 2024, selected FY 2020-23 as the new base year because it represents the first normal post-COVID year with robust and comprehensive data across all sectors. The committee included representatives from the Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, Niti Aayog, the Agriculture Ministry, GSTN, DPIT, and the Department of Commerce. It is worth noting that the National Statistical Commission, or NSC, recommends revising the base year every 5 years, though the gap between 2011-12 and 2020-23 stretched to 11 years, the longest since independence. The delay was caused partly by COVID-19 disruptions and partly by the suppression of the 2017-18 Household Consumption Expenditure Survey, or HCES. Now, let us look at the new numbers and what changed. The headline surprise is that India's nominal GDP for FY26 under the new series is approximately 3.3% smaller than the estimate under the old series. For FY24 and FY25, the downward revision is even steeper at around 3.8% each. This matters because all fiscal ratios, fiscal deficit to GDP, debt to GDP, tax to GDP, use nominal GDP as the denominator. A smaller GDP base automatically worsens these ratios without any change in actual government spending or borrowing. What makes this significant is that the real GDP growth has also undergone revisions. The sharp downward revision of FY24 real growth from 9.2% to 7.2% is the most dramatic change. This was driven primarily by the shift from single deflation to double deflation in manufacturing, which corrected an artificial inflation of real output when input prices fell faster than output prices. And here is something that surprises many students: the new series reveals a massive gap in private consumption expenditure. Cumulative private final consumption expenditure, or PFCE, from FY23 to FY26 under the new series is 80.7 lakh rupees crore lower, or 10.5% less, than the old series estimate. In FY26 alone, PFCE under the new series is 195.8 lakh rupees crore versus 219.6 lakh rupees crore under the old series, a gap of nearly 24 lakh rupees crore. But why does this matter? This reduction suggests that Indian households may have been spending significantly less than official data previously indicated, a finding consistent with independent surveys showing weak demand, rising household debt, and sluggish rural consumption. Now, let us turn to the methodological improvements in the new series. The single most important upgrade is the adoption of double deflation. Previously, India used single deflation, deflating gross output by a single price index to arrive at real gross value added, or GVA. This approach distorts real growth when input and output prices diverge significantly. Double deflation separately adjusts output prices and input prices, then derives real GVA as the difference. This is the international gold standard recommended by the United Nations System of National Accounts, or SNA 2008, and the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. India has now adopted it for manufacturing and agriculture, while other sectors continue to use single extrapolation. The new series also integrates the Supply and Use Table, or SUT, framework with national accounts for the first time. SUTs match total supply with total demand for each commodity, reducing the statistical discrepancy between production-side GDP and expenditure-side GDP. The IMF's Data Quality Assessment Framework, or DQAF, assessed India's national accounts in November 2025 and assigned a C grade, the second lowest rating on a scale from A to D. The IMF flagged four critical issues: outdated base year, weak deflator methods, inadequate informal sector coverage, and limited use of double deflation. In March 2026, a working paper by the Peterson Institute for International Economics, or PIE, claimed that India has overestimated GDP growth by 1.5-2 percentage points annually between 2012 and 2023. The paper's central finding is that India's GDP growth was underestimated by around 1-1.5 percentage points during the boom years of 2005 to 2011 and overestimated by around 1.5-2 percentage points during 2012 to 2023. The authors estimate that from 2011 to 2023, the economy grew at 4-4.5% on average, not the officially reported around 6%. The PIE paper identifies two structural methodological problems: the formal-informal sector proxy problem and deflator distortion. The paper's most striking claim is that as of 2025, the level of real GDP is overstated by approximately 22% and the level of real consumption by approximately 31%. If correct, this would imply India's economy is significantly smaller than official figures suggest, with profound implications for per capita income estimates, poverty calculations, and India's timeline to becoming a $5 trillion economy. Now, let us look at the institutional architecture behind India's GDP compilation. The National Statistical Office, or NSO, formed on 23 May 2019 by merging two legacy bodies, the Central Statistical Office, or CSO, and the National Sample Survey Office, or NSSO. The NSO operates under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI. The National Statistical Commission, or NSC, was established in June 2005 on the recommendation of the C. Rangarajan Commission. However, concerns about its effectiveness have persisted, including the resignation of two non-government NSC members in January 2019 over the suppression of the HCES 2017-18 data. The suppression of the HCES 2017-18 created a six-year gap in household consumption data, precisely during the period when demonetization, GST, and COVID-19 disrupted the informal economy. Without reliable consumption data, GDP estimates for this period relied heavily on proxy indicators from the formal sector, exactly the methodological weakness the PIE paper highlights. Now, let us turn to the new Consumer Price Index, or CPI, series. As part of the broader statistical modernization, MoSPI released a revised CPI with base year 2024 is equal to 100 on 13 February 2026, replacing the old CPI with base 2012 is equal to 100. The new CPI base is critical because the RBI uses CPI inflation for its monetary policy decisions under the Flexible Inflation Targeting Framework. The new CPI series has several key changes, including an expanded item basket, new items reflecting modern consumption, and updated weights based on the HCES 2023-24 data. The January 2026 CPI inflation under the new base is 2.75%. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The new GDP series was released on 27 February 2026 by MOSPI NSO. The previous base year was 2011-12, which was in use since January 2015. The ACNAS committee, chaired by Professor Biswanath Goldar, was set up in June 2024. The FY26 nominal GDP under the new series is 345.47 lakh rupees crore, which is approximately 3.3% lower than the old series. The FY24 real GDP growth has been revised from 9.2% to 7.2%, and the FY25 real GDP growth has been revised from 6.5% to 7.1%. The FY26 real GDP growth estimate is 7.6% under the new series, compared to 7.4% under the old series. The cumulative private final consumption expenditure gap from FY23 to FY26 under the new series is 80.7 lakh rupees crore lower, or 10.5% less, than the old series estimate. The FY26 PFC under the new series is 195.8 lakh rupees crore, compared to 219.6 lakh rupees crore under the old series, a gap of nearly 24 lakh rupees crore. The PIE working paper, titled India's 20 Years of GDP Misestimation, claims that India's GDP growth was overestimated by 1.5-2 percentage points annually between 2012 and 2023. The paper estimates that the real GDP level is overstated by approximately 22% and the real consumption level is overstated by approximately 31% as of 2025. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for both prelims and mains. For prelims, you should remember the key facts and numbers, such as the new GDP base year, the revised nominal and real GDP growth rates, and the changes in the CPI series. For mains, you should be able to analyze the implications of the GDP base year revision, the methodological improvements, and the data credibility debate. In conclusion, the revision of India's GDP base year from 2011-12 to 2020-23 has significant implications for India's economic landscape, and the debate surrounding the credibility of India's economic data is far from over. The new series has addressed some of the methodological weaknesses, but the truth about India's economic growth remains a subject of debate, with profound implications for the country's development trajectory.